spoke with the president before the State of the Union. He and I were in the room outside of the House of Representatives chamber, along with the escort committee. I told the president that as we move forward to confront the issues that we're facing our country in this year, that it was going to be important that we work in an inclusive way, in a bipartisan way. He said that he wanted to do that. I take him at his word, and I look forward to working with the president to address the issues that confront our country. I think that it demonstrates we need to do a lot of work on energy and energy independence. I'm fortunate to have been working with a group of Democratic and Republican senators in the Gang of Independence that hopefully can move forward with the president's assistance now to try to get an energy independence package through Congress in this year. The legislation that I'm sponsoring with 12 of my other colleagues, which includes conservatives like Sam Brownback from Kansas and Jeff Sessions from Alabama, as well as people like Evan Bayh from Indiana, is intended to get us to energy independence by focusing in on new technologies. And that legislation is legislation that we introduced about 2 months ago. Much of the president's speech on the need for energy independence really tracked that legislation. So I'm hopeful that we will see a Chapter 2 on an Energy Policy Act for 2006, building off of the energy bill that we passed last year. The question now will be whether we can put together programs that in fact address the healthcare crisis of America. You know, I do not believe that the president was bold enough in terms of letting us know his substantive proposals on addressing the healthcare crisis of our country. And I'm afraid that unless we do more, that you know, 2, 3, 4 years from now, we are going to see the results on the ground, which essentially are going to be that the crisis continues and continues to deepen. I'm hopeful that we will see an extension of the Patriot Act, maybe even today or tomorrow. And I think that will. I think what's going to happen is that there will be an extension of the Patriot Act for probably an additional 30, perhaps 60-day period. And during that additional extension, I think we'll be able to come to an agreement with the White House that has the appropriate balance that the bipartisan group of senators are pushing for the last several months.